Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago, bring this back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 23rd anniversary. We got her right out of high school. President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and the founder of that outstanding organization that works harder for your small business than any other entity on the planet. And she is the force behind that organization. Today, as we speak, she's getting ready, and part of her preparation is talking to us about her presentation in front of the Small Business Committee in the House. And the House of Representatives, that's right, in Congress. She's going to be up on Capitol Hill today telling them about what's going on out there in your life. Karen, one of the things I know you're going to talk about is our concern for the policies that are being proposed. The $15 national minimum wage, which is not necessary. I'm worried about that they're going to follow suit on they're going to take California's AB5 contractor bill and make it national. Spread it around the country. They're already talking about reinstating Obamacare, which was a nightmare for small businesses. What do you think?
Yeah, you know.
Energy. Whole energy policy. My God, we don't need our energy bills to go up. I'm sorry. That was one last thing. Go ahead.
Well, Jim, you're right. And you know, some of these executive orders, you know, have been really a sledgehammer approach. We're approaching 50 or over 50 right now. But, for example, you mentioned energy. You know, both the Keystone XL pipeline, you know, and some of the other executive orders as they relate to, you know, drilling on public lands. We're talking about energy costs and affordability of energy for small business. But you also have to remember, In every single sector of the energy industry, whether it's oil and natural gas extraction, drilling oil and gas wells, support activities for oil and gas operations, they're dominated by small businesses.
That's right.
You know, independent entrepreneurs
all over the country, and many of these people are planted in the ground from all across the country, every state.
Every state and Jim and. You know, these are the individual entrepreneurs and small businesses that actually add value to this industry.
And innovation.
And clean energy, doing things more efficiently, you know, all of that. I think the other, you know, look at this, the $15 minimum wage, you know, that's being proposed, phased in, you know, over the course of, you know, 4 or 5 years. I just don't think our members of Congress can understand that if 33% of business owners can't pay their rent in January, and that, you know, close to 50% only have cash on hand for 5 to 7 days. How in the world are many of them, you know, who are paying below that in terms of their labor costs and in areas of the country where it's a lot different than a high expense area? How are they going to come up with this money to keep their employees?
Well, it's because they'd rather serve an ideology than serve their constituents, than serve the real problems that their constituents have, that the backbone of the economy has. They'd rather be devoted to an ideology.
Well, not only that, Jim, all this PPP money that's gone out the door, right? Over $500 billion. You know, who knows how much of that will be wasted.
Right.
You know, going to businesses, I mean, obviously, it is wasted in terms of implementing a policy, you know, that will shut down many of those businesses who have made it through because of PPP money, right?
Right.
You understand what
right.
I'm saying.
And now,
right?
you start policies that will prevent those companies from surviving after you bail them out to start with.
That's right. That's right, Jim. So there's these types of policy questions that we're going to be talking about. You know, again, you know, some of the regulatory proposals that advanced during the last 6 months to a year, the administration, that may be threatened, like the independent contractor rule over
right.
the Department of Labor. The
independent contractors in California, because of AB 5, independent contractors have basically been decimated in California.
That's right. And the Biden proposal was to nationalize, you know, that
right.
whole program and make it federal. But, you know, the independent contractor rule at the Department of Labor, you know, pretty much, you know, clarified the economic reality test, sort of made it clean, you know, less complex in terms of who's an independent contractor, who's an employee. Well, you know, that whole rule change now is threatened, mm-hmm. you know, because of the executive orders.
And you and I know that the independent contractor formation is the seedbed of entrepreneurship and therefore Main Street businesses and innovation. That's the you know, I started the day I decided to be a small business owner, May 23rd, 1989, not that I remember the exact moment or anything, I was an independent contractor. That moment, I was an independent contractor.
That's right. And Jim, we're going to need all that entrepreneurial activity moving forward in order to dig out of this small business hole that we're in.
Yeah.
I mean, the one bright spot is that employer identification numbers, business applications, are up 16% in 2020 over 2019.
Right.
1.5 million people who want to be employers have registered to do so. Well, we got to make sure that they succeed, right?
When we come back, we're going to talk about the reconciliation law that passed recently. And Karen has a line on that. By the way, folks, we need to be contacting our members of Congress and say, hey, you know what Karen Kerrigan said? What she said. We agree with that. Quick break, Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.